Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Warriors at home tonight against the Blazers, and it's the 50th anniversary of the 1975 Warriors championship team. The seven living members are all going to be there tonight, and if you want to check them out, they'll be at the team store at 5:50 tonight till about 6:30, signing autographs and chatting with the fans. If you want to go check that out, get there early and go see Rick Barry and the rest of them.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
That's right, you're going.
Yeah. But that's awesome.
You have a change of clothes for the boss? He's going too.
Yeah.
You look presentable, and he's in a hoodie.
But he has the Warrior logo.
Yeah, but he's in a hoodie.
I mean, come on, Stein. It's not a competition.
So I'm not saying that the Warriors are going to be able to practice and they're going to become a championship contender. But I do think, you know, here's what I look at, the Miami game. And you're hanging in with Miami. They're playing terrible. You're not playing great, but you're hanging in.
Gotcha.
And to me, the difference in that game was when, like, Miami went into a zone.
Yeah.
And the Warriors clearly had not practiced very much against the zone, particularly, you know, the guys, not including the big three. And right. I thought they just had so many empty possessions. And, like, that's something you can go over at a practice. And theoretically, the next time it happens, you're a little more well-prepared.
Yeah. And my Harry's, you missed this yesterday. Evan's looking for his Harry's, Donnie. Bobby from Los Altos called and applied. But Squirt texted him. He said he agreed with you. Now, Stoney, listen. I understand practice matters in anything you do in life. What I'm saying is your deficiencies are your deficiencies. And you can practice all you want. And I do question, okay, what'd you do all off season? My thing is it going to make these dudes faster? And you could say, well, maybe you play better defense if you get more cohesiveness. That was my boy Squirt's word. Okay, but it is what it is at the end of the day. So I don't know how after 17 games, we're 9-8. We've blown games to lesser teams without their stars. Okay, I get practice. But, man, I'm not – if you're telling me Pods is going to come out 6-9 after practice and Moody's going to be able to put it on the floor and Kuminga's going to be able to do this because of practice, I'm all in. But you are who you are, Scotty.
I mean, you don't think they can tighten things up?
Yeah, that's different than because you.
No, that's all you can do at practice.
But I'm going to throw this back at you.
You can become the best team you can possibly become with the limitations you have. And they right now, I don't think they're playing to their potential, even with.
And you think that's because of a lack of practice?
I think that's probably one of the reasons. And this early schedule is another one of the reasons. And then the drasticness between when the big guys play and when they don't is very, it's like two different teams, obviously, when they go out there. And whether we like it or not, they still have young players who are in that period of time where they're trying to make a jump in their games. And I don't think it's going
to
go
well, practice,
smoothly.
To me, Stoney wouldn't have won that Miami game. Do you agree with that? For the youngsters.
if they would have known about the zone, maybe. I don't know.
Stoney, this is the NBA. Come on now. What do you mean? What are you saying?
Football Friday is presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
They weren't better than the Miami Heat. Practice, no practice. They weren't winning that game.
What are you saying about practice? Like you're saying it doesn't matter.
No, you're saying that they had a practice and you're acting like it's CYO. It's the first time they've ever seen a zone. That was about one team having talent and another team being devoid of talent. That's how that game ended. That's how I watched that game. But it sounds like you're saying that they had a practice or two. Maybe they could have won the game.
No, I'm not saying that they're 9-8 because they haven't practiced. I'm just saying if you don't think practice helps, I disagree with you.
And I'm not going to say that.
How are they going to become the best team they can become with the limitations they have, like any other team, unless they practice? Uh-huh. I mean, no, they're not. They're not going to be able to change their personnel. But
I'm talking about talent, and it sounds like the Warriors are talking about practice. So, okay. So maybe I'm wrong. Now I'm excited. They're going to get some practices under their belt. Watch out.
Well, speaking of injury reports, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Buddy Hield have been upgraded to probable on the latest injury report. So, looks like the Warriors are going to have most of their guys tonight, and Kuminga remains out with knee tendonitis.
What are you making of Buddy? He was 4-15 from deep in the game, and you know he always has the green light. But I'm just talking about Miami. That was the one I was hoping. Like, man, Buddy, this might 7-20 on the night, 4-15. It's still early, right?
It's what 20 games, 20% over, something like that
for him specifically.
Yeah, I think the early schedule has been tough on the Warriors. Mm-hmm. I do. And if you say, well, it's only 17 games, well, then that's a problem. But it has been a tough first 17 games in terms of the schedule and the travel. Now it evens out. Now they get to practice. I expect them to be more consistent than they have in the first 17 games because of that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Where are you guys at with this Warrior team right now coming off, it's 3-3 road trip? I think everybody would have taken that before the trip, but the way it ended up, probably we thought they could do a little bit better. But they end this, they have to end that road trip on back-to-backs against, two teams that they're not bad. Either of those two teams aren't bad.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I'm not giving them a pass, Goo, but I mean, I'm willing to let, I'm willing to let the next few weeks play out to see if maybe Kerr and what they're all saying, maybe there's some truth to it.
Yeah.
Like, what if they rip off 5 in a row at home here?
Like, I wouldn't jump off the Bay Bridge, Donnie, in regard to being surprised. It's like I kind of expect it, And, maybe I'm living in the past and I have the standards, but, they've tricked some games off. And I guess what I need to recalibrate is now what's more important in this new NBA. A team loses a game against Orlando without one of its best players. And I'm thinking, this is just me. I'm thinking, okay, now we got to go get that Miami game. But if in the new NBA, you're telling me load management supersedes the outcome of games and you choose to sit your players and then you lose that game after losing a game, I guess I'm just I'm having a problem swallowing that pill in the new NBA. And then when you load manage, you're not guaranteeing yourself from any catastrophic injury or anything snapping.
Seriously,
but the next game after that, my thing is, my real quick, Stoney, to that point, my question is, how much is it really worth if you're right? You don't play, you ain't getting hurt that game, but does it guarantee you the next with all these rash injuries? I don't know.
I mean,
I'm as confused as I've ever been, man, watching the game.
Well, I mean, according to what I think we assume, is that the Warriors are able to somehow measure Rick Celebrini when a guy needs a day off. I don't know. They're not hitting thresholds. I heard Shanahan say something about that the other day. Mm-hmm. So the Warriors are into this preventative type of thing where if they see a guy is flailing or whatever, or they think he needs a rest, they give him a day off.
So how did Steph Hammy, like, I'm with you and I'm not second guessing that because I heard it. Then how did we not see, if it's as real and on points and precise, how did we not see the check engine light on Curry's hammy at the most important time of the season, one could say?
Well, I mean, I think it's a gauge. I don't think you'll ever know for sure. But that was also a playoff situation. They couldn't load manage in the playoffs. And again, I'm not saying that the Warriors are 9-8 because of their schedule. But it's, you know, it's just like I don't look at things as black and white. It's like, well, why were the Warriors 23-8 when Butler got here last year, and this year they're 9-8?
Well, it's fascinating to me.
Well, it's not. Look at the schedule. Like, look at the damn schedule last year and look at it game by game by game. And they had nice wins, but they weren't playing a tough schedule at that point.
So
you can't, like, but that doesn't matter in some people's minds.
No. And in mine it does, but I'm giving credence to it. But at what point do we just, when does it become about basketball, though? The schedule and the miles can't supersede. It's still about basketball. What happened to that synergy that this team had when they went 23-8? And it sounds like you're telling me
it's easy to get synergy when you get some easy wins against some, you know, some teams that are beatable. The other thing is, I think about an NBA season in a big way is it's fits and starts, it's peaks and valleys, and good teams avoid the valleys for long periods of time. Like, you know, not every team can go 73-9 and never have a lull.
Right.
Like look at the NFL. Every team's had a lull of a couple weeks. It's the same way in the NBA, and the Warriors, you know, they're in a lull right now, and they got 5 straight home games, and we'll see if they can win 3 or 4 of them, and you know, they can start playing more consistent.
Before you grab a call, just help me out, Stani, about this practice thing, that because the practice, I get it. But what I was saying is the practice is not going to make you a whole different player. So do you understand that part? And that's why when I heard you say, you know, the others, you know, might not be good enough, your whole premise of practice is, well, you'll be more together.
That's right.
But you're not going to be, you know, Pods is not going to be Rick Barry because they had 5 straight practices. It's about talent.
It is about talent, but it's also about making the most of your talent and playing up to your potential. And
so what was, and I'm asking you, I'm
teams
not
teams get like, yeah.
they, what team, was training camp for?
What doesn't, you don't just learn and then it's all learned. And then like,
this is not a whole new team. They've added Al Horford.
You're constantly trying to get better. You're not like, okay, we practiced in the offseason and we figured it all out and we learned how to play against the zone and a man-to-man.
But you should know who you are. You added one guy, and I know Melton and Curry, Seth Curry, haven't stepped on the floor, but Stani, I guess I'm hit over the head with, you should have an identity,
Jimmy,
right?
Jimmy Butler has not been with the team for a whole season. Like, Jimmy Butler hasn't been on the Warriors for even 1 year at this point. Let's go to pass to Paul in East Palo Alto. What's up, Pass? How you doing?
Hey, I love you guys. I love the respect that you guys have for one another and how you go at each other and you keep it real, but you still keep it friends. So, Guru, for you, I'm going to say a good thing, and then I'm going to come at you.
Okay.
The first thing is practice. Talking about practice. The great AI theologian and Herm Edwards there. Now, Guru, how do you determine who gets playing time or who gets more time on the court?
By the actions of the players in the game.
Right. So you see what the player is doing in the game, but before you even get to play in any professional sport, it is determined by how you practice. And so I think that Stymie, what he is saying is spot on, that, and I don't think you're not saying this, practice is the only thing that will identify how much more time you will get, because you won't have playing time until you have practice.
All right.
And I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, so Western Conference Finals, here we come. Because we got practice.
But how
I got
come,
it.
Like, why do you go there? That's not what we're saying. We're just saying to be the best version of the Warriors, they need to be buttoned up. And when you don't practice, you probably aren't going to be as buttoned up as when you do. Like, but no, nobody's saying that practice is going to make them, you know, the NBA Finals favorite.
Yeah.
But I do think that the season is so long that there are times in a season when you've got to address some things where
Right.
I mean, it's just like here, you know, sometimes you're rolling and then you start doing stuff. Habits creep in and they got to say, you guys got to get back to the basics or whatever.
Well, I'll tell you this, you, the coach, and not you, like Stani, you guys have taken up the next 5 to 10 games, not just for me, because now if you're telling me or telling the fan base, you know, we get a little more time, personal time, practice time, okay, now I feel like I'm being sold to expect the best. Maybe this will.
Yes. That's fair.
But if that run doesn't come, and you know I got the license to fan how I want to fan, but now I think I'm going to be more disappointed and discouraged if that run doesn't come.
I agree.
Because of this pit stop that allows you to practice.
I don't disagree with anything there. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Can I say this to you, partner, man? And I even told Bonte this. I get the schedule. But, Stani, I think something's going on with me and my fandom with the Warriors. You tell me what to – I'm hearing a lot of excuses. And they could be valid excuses. But this is, they're a little louder than they've been in years past. I'll just say that. And maybe that's what set me off. I'm hearing a lot of stuff on why. And you had your team against what was left of Milwaukee. What Indiana has one win, two wins now, and one was you. Like, there's no amount of non-practice or what have you when we got our guys losing crap like that. Like, I ain't got that out my system. So maybe I'm hearing a lot of why and, you know, the CYO high school stuff that I'm not accustomed to hearing in the Bay when it comes to the Warriors.
I mean, we've been talking about the age of this team like for a while, and that not only comes into play when we're talking about load management, but clearly it comes into play. Like, what if I just said, we've all underestimated how old this team is.
Whole soul problem is just the OGs, and it's not.
I told you what the problem is. The problem is they're too old and they're still too young. Mm-hmm. Like, they're older players, as great as they are less consistent now than they've ever been, as great as they are, and their young players are still battling inconsistency. And I do think, you know, one practice isn't going to make or break you, but yeah, like, I do think practicing matters, especially if you got some young players on the team, and they're not, you know, they're... What's it called when you're just not
cohesive?
Yeah, you're just not buttoned up. Like sometimes you go through a stretch where you just some of your good habits become less good, and you pay the price for them, and you gotta kind of go back to the drawing board. Here you go, though, Antonio in Oakland.
What's up, A?
What's going on, Antonio? How you doing?
Oh, doing pretty good, man. But, I'm kind of agreeing with Guru, man. A lot of excuses for Steve Kerr. Like, Steve Kerr, I'm not one of these people who just, oh, I can't blame Steve Kerr for nothing. Like, even with James Wiseman, James Wiseman was a bad draft pick. We can't blame Steve Kerr. It's like, nah, man. Like, he got to get some blame for something. And it's like, yeah, practice does, you know, improve, you know, the player. But, like I said, man, like, his rotations have been bad for a long time. His ego stuff with Kuminga, I know Kuminga does have flaws, but it's like, Pozinski be having the same flaws, you know, but he's still out there. You know, a lot of people be saying, you know, a little racial, whatever. I'm not gonna go that far, but He just got to swallow his ego. Not Lego my ego. Lego my ego.
Ah, is it my old one? Not Antonio's finest hour. I mean, I get you can say, like, Iverson is a superstar.
Yeah.
So when he says practice, he's right. For Allen Iverson, he was right.
But not for Pods,
not for Kuminga.
Pods is playing the whole, again, Stoney, you got a special way of doing it, and I'm not saying you're doing it on purpose because they're coming for me, some other people, and that's okay. But I'm never going to minimize in professional sports or any sports, practice means nothing. I'm not saying that. We're talking about Pods has played the full NBA season. So has Moody. Like, you got your identity. You know
who
you are.
So they getting better or are they staying the same? So are they done improving? And if they're not, how do they get better from this point on?
That's a beautiful question.
It's called practice, Goo. Well. It's called getting your ass into the gym. It's called working on your game day after day after day.
But how much practice do you really get during an NBA season?
That's why this is new to me.
And that's why I'm like blown away at what you guys are telling me is going to transpire when they get these few sessions in.
Last I looked, it was about talent,
man, and their lack of foot speed. Length, the stuff that we don't have a lot of. We are off athletically challenged.
Okay, well,
after practice, that's going to change?
That's a personnel issue.
And that's what they have. And
okay.
you've already signed off on that by saying the young players don't got it.
Well, I'm not saying they're a 20-win team, but I'm saying when people talk Western Conference Finals and championship run,
I think they're too old
and they're too young.
I got my hand up there.
But, I mean, and here's the thing. Maybe, you know, one of the reasons, like, they have guys who need to practice. They have young guys who are playing a fairly important role on this team. And they can't just play games all the time. They got to get reinforced at practice here and there. By the way, this is Nick Friedell, who was on yesterday about everybody sitting out against Miami.
I see why the Warriors are doing what they're doing, though. Because in the end, nobody's going to remember some game in Miami on the end of a six-game trip on the second night of a back-to-back when, legitimately, guys, Draymond wasn't feeling great. I'm all for, hey, they shouldn't rest everybody. Like, if you can play, you should play. Draymond wasn't feeling great.
Okay.
Steph said after that Orlando game, he tweaked his ankle again. I think Jimmy easily could have played. He's sitting there eating a burger before the game. But they want to make sure that his back is feeling okay later in the year.
There it is.
There what is?
Wow.
I mean, there it is. Like, that's what nobody takes into account when they start out 5-1 and everybody thinks they're going to the finals and we're not even 20 games into the season and we haven't allowed it to play out where guys are going to start missing games. Like, when they were 5-1 and everything's
peachy keen,
it's like, okay, but what about when they have to manage these guys? And are they good enough
to sit all three at the same time? And maybe I don't think they are, so I hope I don't see it. Maybe it happens 9 or 10 more times. I'm asking you, do you think this team right now collectively can afford to sit the big three all at the same time?
No, not if you want to win a game or have to avoid
the play-in too, right? I thought it was about making this not chase at the end.
Yes, it was about the whole question all year for the last 2 years. It's the same question. Can they manage the regular season and then somehow make the playoffs without having to be a play-in team?
Right.
And I think it's going to be hard.
And right now, the answer to that is no. If I know it's 17, Stoney, they're the eighth seed.
Exactly. So we failed. I don't know.
But you're telling me real quick, feel better because they're about to go in the lab and practice.
I see, you always do that. You're like, it's got to be 0 or 100
for
you.
We got to go. Yeah. No, practice doesn't matter. You said practice doesn't matter. And I'm like,
you got the goal, my brother.
Coming up on Monday, the Niners take on the Carolina Panthers, and we'll be at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from the stadium. Willard and Dibbs, they're going to get you ready for the game at 2 o'clock. So come by for great food and great drinks. Laughing Monk, see you there on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Warriors will be a boneyard.
Dub Nation, this is Will Richard coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Will! How's he been playing?
We'll see.
He's doing his thing?
Yeah.
I'd like him to come off the bench.
Oh.
And it's not about how he's playing. It's when he comes off the bench with that abundance of energy and everything that he does, I think it just hits different than – and again, he had to start, you know, by default against Miami, Stoney. But I love what I'm seeing from the kid. But you got me arguing with my own now, and I don't like it because you're trying to misconstrue what I'm saying.
Well, you made a big mistake.
Nope.
And that's okay.
You got Harry, I got Squirt, and now he thinks I'm saying practice doesn't matter. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you are who you are. Yeah, it can help, but you ain't going to grow. You ain't going to get faster.
No.
The bottom line is you said, too, and that's why I said you were double talking, that the youngsters are leaving a lot to be desired.
Right.
And I don't think practice is going to make them all, you know, you're going to come out a new man. That's all I'm saying.
And then I asked you this.
What'd you say?
How'd Ryan Rollins get to where he's at right now?
I want to know.
It's called practice.
But why did he's not in the Warrior uniform?
Because
what?
He worked on his game, and they didn't see it. They wanted Chris Paul. Hmm. They needed salary relief.
Wizards didn't see it either.
I'm going to find out about that.
Evan, help me out.
And there's a lot of playing time in Washington.
Hey, speaking of which, real quick, I explained to Steiny what happened yesterday, Evan, about you trying to find your own Harry and Bobby from Los Altos calling, you giving your email on air. Have you had any applicants?
Yeah, I actually got a couple, and I appreciate it. By the way, I gave my work email, not my personal email.
Gotcha. He needs a guy.
I'm mad at my guy because he's doing you right now. I got him on ice, squirt.
All right, I don't want to do this.
Uh-oh.
But I may have an answer to Evan's question.
Which one?
The Wizards?
The Rollins, Ryan Rollins.
You have the answer?
I might.
Okay. What is it?
Former NBA player Ryan Rollins was charged with 7 counts of petty larceny in January of 2024 for allegedly shoplifting household items from a Target store 7 times between September and November of 2023.
I do remember that. Yeah, he was swiping stuff from Target.
Allegedly or?
Between practices.
He was caught. He does average multiple steals a game.
Baby that's sticky fingers, huh? Dude, you in the league.
Well, I guess he wasn't at that point. That might have been... Yeah.
Well, Milwaukee forgave him.
So January 2024 was running around with
Stoney. We all make mistakes. And it looks like the Bucks forgave him and they're getting rewarded.
He's averaging 21 now, so they're just giving him stuff for free.
Has Ryan Rollins now become the best young player that the Warriors kind of let get away? If you want to categorize it like that.
Does Jordan Poole count? It's Jordan Poole to me.
Okay. But Rollins is emerging.
Yeah. He's played 18 good games.
Yeah. Which is
one against 13 us.
More than Kuminga.
One was against us.
All right, let's go to Steven in Concord. Get us rolling here. What's up, Steven? How you doing?
I'm stealing.
I'm doing great, guys, and good afternoon to both of you guys.
Back
love
at
your
you.
Show. But,
thank you.
But, Guru, you're killing me, man.
Tell me why.
Steiny, I love you. It can be both. Steiny's right. The players aren't good enough, and they haven't been able to practice. And the young players can certainly get better, more tightened up, as Steiny says. You know, the Warriors, their margin of error is very little right now. And so if you can correct a couple turnovers a game, a couple of those small mistakes, that makes a huge difference in stopping runs, starting runs. So both can be true. I mean, the bottom line is the Warriors' young guys have not progressed as we've wanted per their talent. Pods, everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say Jonathan because he gets ripped all the time, but they're not good enough, and the older players are too old. They can't play every game, and as we're saying, they're going to get injured at some point and miss some time. So it's tough, and both things can be true. Just wanted to throw that out there.
No, I got you. I hear you.
Sorry, Goo, I do love you, but today you're off.
Well, hey, before you go, let me say this, and I hear you, but you're not the only one. Some agree with what I'm saying. I mean, the NBA, it's cutthroat, man, and maybe I'm going off because – this is another example of the practice. I know what practice means, but I'm hearing this along with the miles, the schedule, and all that very well may matter, but I think I'm getting a lot of it. And you know, maybe you can hold on to that thought, but it feels like the 9-8 is coming with a bunch of stipulations. But if you guys are right and they're going to get this practice time and the schedule, you don't got to travel like they've been traveling. NBA, watch out.
What's wrong with this?
No,
go ahead, Steven, my bad.
Guru, I don't think that like it's going to turn them into a championship contender.
Okay.
But it can certainly change the difference in a couple games here or there, and that might be the difference between a play-in and the 6th seed.
I got
you. So while not perfect, but, you know, it will make strides for the Warriors.
I hear you. All right.
Appreciate the call, Steven. Nick Friedell was on with one of the shows, one of the days. Yesterday. All right.
The roast.
I want to hear this one because this is playing right into what we're talking about.
These games, and this is a problem that the NBA has to your point about consumers, they just don't matter. These games, the regular season games, especially early in the season, they just don't matter that much. The NBA, because of load management and the schedule and on and on and on, they've devalued the regular season product. That is inarguable.
I agree.
It's just not as important as it used to be. Specific to the Warriors, I understand why they're doing what they're doing, though, because they want these guys specifically, Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, Al Horford, to be ready for the games in March and April. But they start missing those games, then we got a problem. But right now, I don't see there being much of one.
Welcome to the NBA.
Yeah, but I'm going to say this, too, and we love Nick, man. So, Stoney, you know, if you agree with that, and I'm not saying I don't, the haves and the have-nots, That's the NBA, the top tier teams, and then the bottom feeders. If the Warriors are trying, and I put this out, Operation Avoid the Play-In. I thought we were going to take the regular, and I'm not saying they're not, but I thought we were going to take an opportunity to utilize the regular season to avoid and try to get the best seeding possible to avoid that cockamamie play-in that we've been a part of, it feels like, every year. So but, how can the Warriors do that?
Well, how can
and
they
take the regular season lightly? Well, because now we're eighth, and if we're and I'm just saying if they're doing what Nick is saying, then we're going to be right where we were last year, chasing up, going uphill.
What? The whole question is whether they can manage the regular season and finish out of the play-in, and it's going to be hard. Like that part's not going away this year, I don't think. Football Friday is presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. This is the one I want to hear from Nick Friedel. This should, looks like it might alleviate some of your concerns. Well, where are we going, Nick?
I look at this schedule, they're going to start winning a lot of games soon. I think they're going to start stacking together a lot of wins here in the next month or two because the schedule does soften. I mean, it's insane how many games they've played. The fact that they've already had five back-to-backs. Let's not forget that these guys are human. They go through stuff on and off the floor. It's all part of it. I understand from a fan standpoint why people would be frustrated right now. Where I would caution everybody is, if they start losing games over the next 2 months when they're at home and they can practice and they can do the things that they want to do to come together more as a team, then you get concerned. Don't worry so much when they're at the end of a long trip and they're not exerting the type of effort that you'd like to see.
That's our guy. I like that. All right.
Well, he says
I check myself.
See, he says it. You take it to heart.
You made it seem like I was saying practice don't matter.
You did say that. And see, this is where our relationship has grown. And this is where...
Yeah, it truly has.
Yeah, no, and I'm so proud of myself because back in the day, I might have been a weasel. And I'm not a weasel anymore.
And what would a weasel
have
done?
Well, I would have gone to Evan and said...
No, I talked to
can
Evan.
Can you find that? No, I would have said, can you find that? And Evan would have been like, yeah, I can find it. And I would have said, go find it. But now I don't. I just say, let him say he didn't say it, and that's fine. And we're still friends.
No, play it all in its context and how is it, and my point. Stoney, I'm just telling you this, and it's Payday Friday. I mean this. I'm just getting concerned. I'm hearing a, you know what? You can believe a lot of stuff, but maybe keep it in-house. I just think now a like lot Draymond? Of stuff like excuses are starting to creep out, and I'm not accustomed to it.
And
but
again,
I like what Nick said. Hey, Goo,
what about
relax.
What about when I say something like, what's the difference between reality and an excuse? Like, if you can objectively point to the fact that the Warriors have had travel miles, games in different cities, bunched up games, more back-to-backs. If that's a reality, what can't we acknowledge it? That's all I'm saying. Or is it just about winning or losing and you got to win, and if you do or if you don't,
no,
it doesn't matter.
No, you can acknowledge it, but I just feel like it's been, and I'm not by myself, I won't even mention names, but it's getting a lot of run, and when you hear it and it gets a lot of run and it's over and over and you know that you hadn't heard certain guys, including the coach, go play that card, and you can say, well, that card didn't need to be played because they didn't have these travel issues. It's like, okay, 9-8 is not because we squandered the lead against Milwaukee or Indiana. It's because of other things. And I'm trying to hone in and focus on just what's on the hardwood and what's not happening, not when guys are sitting, but when they're together. And OKC, I know they're the champs. I thought we were going to have a better showing. Didn't happen. And, I haven't let go of Indiana and Milwaukee when we had our guys. So, but now, hearing Nick say it, Stoney, and the callers, I'm going to sit back and watch out. And that's what I want. I want nothing more than that. But watch out now, because this team's going to be able to practice over there at Chase.
See, I know you – it's –
Why are you laughing?
Because it's not going to be overwhelming. Like, you don't practice one day and then you become the Thunder. It's day after day.
You're saying what I was saying. I guess that's all I was trying to tell you.
I mean, the idea that practice is irrelevant, like, well, then let's re-examine everything we've ever thought about sports.
Let's keep it real. I love sports too much to say that practice means nothing. I'm telling you, and this could another example of my bad analogies, you could have the worst singing voice, go get the best singing coach,
right,
and you're going to come out that session with a stinky singing voice.
But it'll be the best voice that you can possibly have as a limited singer.
But you get my drift on that.
And hopefully you get my drift. It's like, if Brandon Pajemski is not dotting his I's and crossing his T's when he's out on the court, and he's not cognizant of turning the ball over too much or being in the right place defensively or swinging the ball, then practice is the place where you can say, let's start talking, Brandon, you've got to start swinging the ball more quickly. Why can't you do that in a game? You can do it in a game, but it gets reinforced more in practice. Let's go to Austin in San Jose.
Our man.
What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. What a conversation. Yeah, man, you don't get the musicians, you put them together and they practice, but if they're not really good musicians, they don't get great.
Right.
So I hear what you're saying, Sonny. I mean, there's obviously both things are true, as Ralph Barbieri would say, but the reality is that I think there's a limit to kind of the practice thing being able to really overcome deficiencies that it's obvious these guys have. So I think that's where I think we need to meet somewhere in the middle. The other thing I wanted to say was Steve Kerr knew at the beginning of the season what the schedule was. I mean, it wasn't like they just dropped it on him, Sonny. I mean, he had time to prepare. He knew what he was going up against. And so I was saying, why weren't you more prepared? It's like in hockey when they run the different lines out. He could have set the team up to be able to run different formats out if he was concerned about the rest. Why didn't he address that in a different way? I mean, you don't get into the schedule and start losing and then start talking about, well, it was a rough trip. Of course it is. And I'm really shocked at the media, Steiny, and you've been part of that for a long time. I'm being a little bit sarcastic, but I am kind of shocked that the media is really buying into this. You guys seem to be supporting what these guys are saying. I mean, come on, man. I mean, so these guys are professionals. They need to be challenged to play at their best. The media shouldn't be making excuses for these guys. Now, I'm with Guru. I'm kind of hearing that a little too much. It's coming from Friedel, yourself. It's coming from everybody. Oh, they got this tough schedule. Well, of course they do. They knew they were going to have this schedule, Steiny.
Well,
why are we acting like this is a big deal? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Kind of surprised you guys are doing that, honestly, Steiny.
Okay,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we shouldn't bring up that Steve Kerr thinks this has been a really tough start. And, like, I don't know that they didn't plan for it. For all I know, Steve Kerr's saying, we talked about this first 17 games. They're brutal. Let's just survive. And Steve Kerr might be saying, we survived.
Would they be talking about this, Steiny, if they had a better record? If they'd gone on a run and won all these games. Let's say maybe they lost one game. Would they be talking about the schedule?
Probably not.
That's my only point. And, course, last thing I want to say, switching gears real quick. Rick Barry interview was excellent, guys. I mean, kind of the things he said and didn't say. When you asked him about JK, he said no. He should probably be doing more scoring, not less.
That's
interesting. Yeah. When he asked about Pods, he says, no, he's doing too much. Now, Rick is a diplomat. He was very smooth. He didn't criticize any player. He didn't say anything about not liking anybody. He just, hey, just given the talent. This is what this player should be doing or not doing. This is what this player should be doing or not doing. That's the way we should be looking at basketball, man. It's about what you're capable of doing. And if JK is feeling like he's going to get criticized if he does more, no wonder the kid's not doing much. So I think Rick nailed it, man. I appreciate you guys having him on. Thanks.
Take it easy. Appreciate it, Austin. Thanks for the call.
That Kuminga one shocked me, Steiny, and I tried to say what Austin just said, but you were like, I think you said, you got to just go play if you're Jonathan Kuminga. But, Steiny, I think he is the prime example of if he's hearing, you don't fit the mold or you don't fit. I could understand a player like him at his age, maybe taking his gas off the, well, his foot off the gas, but the first five games he was playing excellent and we were all pointing it out. So I don't know why he had some subpar games and turning the ball over the last three or four, but Rick said
he's on scouting reports.
I gotta be honest, Rick knows way more than me, Sonny. I never looked at JK. Yeah, that I'm disappointed with, no doubt.
Okay, so when I say, like, he can't drive by a guy.
Well. But I didn't see him being passive, though.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I hadn't thought he was being passive. We were like, he's making the right play. But Rick's seeing something else.
Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's go to who's been with Maxine in San Jose. Hey, Maxine, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Is this okay? I'm driving, so I have to do the hands-free thing.
Yeah, we got you. Right.
You're fine.
Okay, cool. Good. I wanted to say just one thing, but now I want to say two things. First thing, about the practice. I remember last year, Kerr would come out and say, you know, we had a really good practice. We were able to make some changes. And if I remember correctly, when you look at the games following that, especially the next game, you would see the changes and they would win, or at least they would play significantly better. So, yeah, it's not for, you know, we're changing the world. But again, there's such a margin that anybody can win in the NBA, right? So that makes a difference.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
And I don't know if any of you guys can look at the stats for, you know, coordinate that to look back. That would be awesome. But I think I'm right.
Maxine, I'll tell you this. He doesn't need to. When Jimmy came, the practices were a lot better. How about that? Because up until he came, we were 2 games under .500, Donnie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember those days, questioning everything. So I don't know how many practices they were having then. But it started hitting once Jimmy got to the Bay.
Yeah,
Yeah. Kind of when the schedule softened a little bit.
By the way, we don't know when they practice. Like, we have an idea the day of, yeah. But, like, do you know the Warriors' practice schedule for the next 12 days?
No, I could probably get close.
Yeah, you could get it. You could get close, but you don't know. So, I don't think we have those stats.
Well, their next game is Monday. So, they had a day off yesterday. So, I got to believe Saturday they'll get together, probably be light, and then Sunday they'll have, like, a full-on practice. And then Monday they'll have, I guess they haven't had shoot-arounds either. I'm just saying.
Maybe we should run the win-loss record after shoot-arounds, too.
We can do that.
I feel what he's putting down.
Who?
Evan.
Yeah. I mean, Evan was a star. He didn't have to practice. Like, I get that. Like, Bird didn't need to practice. Magic didn't need to practice. But they don't have, they only have Curry and Butler and Green. The other guy's got to practice.
You
got to practice.
No, I got to say this.
You got to.
Yeah. But shout out Allen Iverson. Stoney, I can't wait for Kuminga to come back for the simple fact that Rick thinks he was being passive and that didn't jump out at me. Like, I'm trying to think, did you see him being passive?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. He was unsure of himself, I think, the last couple games before he, before he got hurt. He was clearly being tentative. Yeah. Mm.
Well, that's how you turn it over.
It's one of the ways. Let's go to Marvin Livermore. He says I'm being hypocrite. Oh, should we? All right, go ahead, Marv. We got a few minutes. What's up, Marv?
Hey, fellas. Hey, you know, I love your show, and Steiny, you always get me when I hear something where you're talking out both sides of your mouth.
Kidding.
So last year, it was Kuminga's not improving because he doesn't practice. Well, where's Moody, Pods, and everybody, QP, GP2, all of them then? Where's their practice off the court getting better at their job? And then and JK, he is the scapegoat. Everybody knows that because once he has turnovers, three or four, he's going to be the scapegoat because he's not doing what the coach wants. And then the third thing that I have is two things. One, last year when they got Jimmy Butler, there was no film on him and Steph playing together. So,
good point.
You know, you put a semi-superstar and a superstar together, it changes, and Jimmy brought something new. The Warriors went from, what, last in shooting free throws to almost first.
Yeah.
So it changed them entirely. And then this year, now the team's other opposition has film on them, so it's easier for them to defend because now you had a whole offseason to defend with Jimmy on the court. But I do think the Warriors will be a little bit better if Melton comes back and he's relatively healthy. That'll put Paul.
We lost Marv. He stuck it to me, though.
Yeah.
I let him stick it to me.
I'm Team Marv.
I don't know what he was like.
Something about last year.
Who said Kuminga doesn't practice? Like, I have no idea what anybody's practice.
I didn't think that's where he was going. I was like, he got him on this.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see some of our favorites, Frank and Tim, in states other than California. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by Ceremony Ford. Ceremony Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down and no payments for 90 days on all Ford's top models. Deals end January 5th. Visit Ceremony Ford on Ceremony Boulevard in Colma, Daly City, or 24/7 at CeremonyFord.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.